Welcome to Just Deep Breathe, a podcast that teaches and helps those living with chronic stress, physical and emotional pain. Relax, restore, renew, revive your personal and spiritual self-care. Each week we present simple, practical thoughts and measures to help you connect your physical to your spiritual inner healing wisdom. These can be done even if you have no me time. Now here's your host, Chip Oshambari, a retired nurse, midwife, massage therapist, and energy and spiritual mentor.
Thank you, Cindy, for such a great introduction, and welcome everyone to Just Deep Breathe, episode number 44. This episode, we are going to call it, what should we call it? It's about tips, tools that you can use over the holiday so that you stay out of stress, because stress kind of triggers the chronic pain, especially the hidden chronic pain. Just want to say, hey, let's help you have a great holiday season with less stress or without stress, or with you being aware when you start being stressed. Because what happens most of the time, I find even myself, it's like stress sneaks up. So does overwhelm. They seem to sneak up on me without realizing that I'm going down that same road. I'm sure you don't want to go to the same road all the time. So last week we did talk about this, but this week I want to offer you some ways you can keep yourself more on the other side of stress. The side that, you know, if you want to be happy over the holidays, if you want to be peaceful, whatever it is you want, you practice some of this, you'll find that probably it will help you. It will reduce the incidences of you being triggered by family, by friends, by just knowing it's the holiday. Here we go. One of my favorite things I talked about, I do this for the word of the day. We were using the stress now until the holiday season. So you're on Facebook, just look up for word of the day. Or join the group, chronic pain relief. So this might help you to feel better, to be less stressed. Oh, let's go. I'm going to give you maybe up to about five today. I won't explain them deeply, but you can figure this out. Last week, in the Facebook word of the day, we talked about, you know, when you notice stress, what if you find yourself a balloon? Get a balloon before. If you have kids, probably you get them balloons. Get a balloon before. You know, I talk about just deep breathe. It's good. It helps. But I find with the balloon, then it really gets you into playing and blowing into that balloon. You can even imagine you're blowing that stress into that balloon. Then when you let it out, you know what? The things we used to do as kids, pull the mouth of the balloon and let it make a sound. I won't tell you what the sound sounds like. It is fun. It is fun to do that. It just helps to be more aware, more connected to that stress coming out of you. You take a deep breath, you blow into the balloon. Be like a kid again. You know, what would that mean? So just breathe is great, but if this thing has been going on for a while, pick up the balloon and blow into the balloon. Then we talked about, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, that I talked about I talked about the inner smile. You know, it's something that we do naturally, but we are not aware of it. With this now, what I'm suggesting is you actually be aware that you just want to smile inside your mouth. You know, you don't have to show your teeth. People don't have to see that you're smiling. But the energy that will come out of you, just your presence is going to be different as if you were just like serious and not, you know, in a smiling. People will pick up that you're either upset or you don't like what's going on. So just inner smile. It's very cute. I love it. I like doing the inner smile. The second one was that we talked about yesterday. I got this from one of my colleagues a long time ago, is to remind your face. I'm adding body. Remind your face and body to smile. If you just say to your body, your face, hey, face, come on, let's smile. And your face will. So does your body. So really practice those two things. If things are going, you know, going south during the stress time, you know, you've met whoever that used to stress you as a kid and it's happening again, just remind your face to just smile and your body to smile. The other thing is, imagine you are a kid again. What do kids do during the holidays? They want to open their presents and they open them and they usually chuck away this present. They play with the box. What if you sit there with them and you take the presents that they're putting away, the toys that they're putting away, and you start to play with them? I mean, of course, ask them if they'll let you do that, because sometimes as soon as they see that you're playing with their stuff, guess what? They want their stuff back. I would ask and see what they say. Play together. The other thing is, okay, so toys, maybe they're done toys. If you're somewhere where it's sunny this time of the year, well, play in the sandbox with them. Go outside and be in the sandbox and be a kid again. You know, build whatever they want to build. Build some castles in the sand. Just play in the sand. Dig some holes, do something. And really let go of being an adult and go back to being a kid again. I love that. And I mean, I live in the Northern Hemisphere now, where it's cold. Right now, we don't have snow yet, but it's pretty cold. Imagine if snow comes. What if we go outside and play in the snow with the kids? Go do that, because kids like it. And having an adult with them, and you say to them, hey, teach me how to build a snowman. Teach me how to make a snowball. Whatever, or a fort, you can build a fort in the snow. You can have them teach you how to make a snow angel. It's fun just being there and start letting go of this thing of being an adult and just play. See what that does to unstress your body, to unstress your mind, to unstress that part of you that feels like everybody is either driving you crazy, you're driving each other crazy, or you just really don't like this adulthood thing that's happening with your family and friends. Go to the kids, be with the kids, and play outside. What else? Yeah, and another thing is, you can, if you don't have kids around, you know, you are the adult, you know, you can be a kid. And imagine all these things that kids would do. Imagine you are a kid again. Imagine you're playing with kids. Just imagine. Imagine there's no stress with people around you, with family and friends. Imagine, you know, everything is going your way and you're just having a ball. You're having fun. Create your own thing that you want to happen over the holidays. So these are, I think I gave you about five ways of really having a less stressful holiday season with family and friends. Okay, that's it. I hope you visit us to our Word of the Day on Facebook. You don't have to sign up on anything. It's there, but you might have to come my friend, go to my personal page and be my friend. Then you'll get to see. But next year we have some really exciting ideas coming up that we are going to start. So you'll be able to connect more places than you are now. With that, I say enjoy the week. Have a good weekend. And we shall talk to you next week. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us this week on Just Deep Breathe. Join our Facebook page, Pathway to Chronic Stress and Pain Relief. And make sure to visit our website at healingbridgefacilitation.com. If you found value in this show, we'd appreciate your feedback by sending us your comments to coachchippo@gmail.com or rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell your friends about the show, that would be very helpful to us. If you like the show, you might want to check out where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, Apple, or via RSS so you'll never miss a show. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode. Relax, restore, renew, revive your physical and spiritual self-care.